My guest at this time is Brigitte Gabrielle. She is the founder of Act for America. She's also the author of many books, the most recent of which is They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. We want to get her thoughts today on the disturbing reports of asylum seekers in Germany sexually assaulting many different women on New Year's, and it's not just in Germany. It's a problem that different countries are reporting. And, of course, there's other problems, including the attempted attack on a Philadelphia police officer today by a man pledging allegiance to ISIS. So all of it comes to a head as we join Brigitte today. Brigitte, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be back with you.
From what you understand, are the many different attacks that we saw over New Year's in German cities like Cologne and Stuttgart and other cities in Germany, there's been some reports of things happening in Finland and some other spots, just examples of bad pockets of asylum seekers, or is this pretty much par for the course?
This is pretty much par for the course. Remember that these refugees are coming from societies that have no respect for women. They treat women as property. They treat women as a subject to be used and abused. Men abuse their wives, beat their wives, rape their wives. And in Islamic countries, there is no such thing as rape because the Quran gives a right to a man to basically do whatever he wants to do to his wife because she is his property. So what we are seeing in Europe is the importation of a culture that is completely opposed to everything we stand for and believe in. It's a completely different way of thinking. So when these refugees are looking at German women or Finnish women or any lady that isn't any lady, we look at them as ladies because in our society we respect women. But they're looking at them as something to be used, and especially if they are infidel women. And that's this is a preview as to what's coming to any country or society that imports refugees, Islamic refugees who come from the Middle East or any other Islamic country.
Is it a matter of them refusing to assimilate, or they just don't want to?
They do not want to. They are refusing to, and they don't believe they have a reason to. Why should they? I mean, after all, Europe didn't make them assimilate. They said, okay, we understand. You're different than we are. You know, we understand that. So as long as, you know, you live in your neighborhoods and in your areas, do whatever you want, your own things, your own Sharia courts. We don't really care as long as you give us cheap labor. But this philosophy is coming back to bite Europe because the Europeans did not pay attention to, as to how much Muslims were not integrating into European societies for the last 20, 30 years from the first wave of immigrants who were coming from Islamic countries to rebuild Europe in the 70s. You know, the Europeans didn't care. It was cheap labor. They came in as guest workers. And even as they grew and multiplied, and then the European introduced the family reunification program to unite families together, even when these Muslim workers brought in their families, they did not integrate into Western societies. So the Europeans should not be surprised that this new batch of refugees coming into Europe is not going to assimilate just as much as the previous Muslims, worker immigrants who came to Europe did not assimilate into the culture as well.
We're speaking with Brigitte Gabrielle, founder of Act for America. Her latest book is They Must Be Stopped. And Brigitte, that's one horrific part of the story that we know of what happened, especially in Germany, but in other places since some of these refugees have been allowed into Europe. But then there's the response, which I think is horrifying some people even more. You've got the mayor of Cologne, a woman named Henriette Rieker, who basically says, well, women, don't go near strangers, stay in groups, basically encouraging women to change what they do rather than demand more appropriate behavior, obviously, from the people who have been doing the assaults. And now in Germany, you see a crackdown on criticism of refugees on social media and so forth, that they're basically cracking down on free speech. What do you make of the fact that that's the way that officials are reacting in Europe?
It is disgraceful. But they lost complete control. And when you are fearful of those you have taken into your country because you know that these refugees who came in are more powerful than your own police, they are more powerful than your own citizens, you recoil back and you say, okay, we cannot rock the boat, we cannot create waves because these people can really hurt us. And that's where Europe is right now. And it is really such a shame. It is heartbreaking to see a female mayor, for example, who made these statements that, you know, you got too close to these Muslim men, you should have ran faster. To even hear those words spoken out of the mayor, who's a female, is really shocking because, you know, this is like the way, you know, in America or in Western societies, the way it used to be in Europe. You know, we used to teach when somebody would accuse a woman of, well, you brought the rape on yourself because, you know, your skirt was a little bit short, you know, your cleavage was showing. I mean, the whole country will go in uproar if any man told a woman in America that you brought it on to yourself, you were raped because your skirt was a little bit too short. But now when we see what's happening in Europe, it is beyond words. But then again, this is a preview as to what's coming into our own nation in the United States once we start in bringing and importing these refugees. This is why it is so important to pay attention to what's happening in Europe now and take notice now and begin organizing here and resist bringing any Syrian refugees or Islamic refugees from the Middle East, because what's happening in Europe right now is going to be starting to happen in America in 2017 as we start importing the larger groups of refugees. And that's why Act for America launched the Refugee Resettlement Working Group to organize people in the United States working together, learning about bills and working with members of Congress to stop the influx of refugees. And for people who are interested in this issue, I encourage them to go to our website, actforamerica.org, sign up and get involved.
Actforamerica.org. So, Brigitte, jumping off from that point, whether advising people in Europe or whether helping people in America potentially prepare for something like this, how do you fight back?
Well, we can fight back democratically by enforcing our laws and saying we cannot allow refugees here that we do not know who they are. We do not know. We cannot vet them. We have no intelligence about them. We cannot import them. I know, for example, Congressman Babin have introduced a bill that now has over 79 co-sponsors. I know we are working with the congressman on this bill, and also we're working on a parallel bill in the Senate as well. And this is exactly why we are working and forming refugee resettlement working groups across the nation to mobilize citizens across America to educate them as to what they can do as citizens. We can resist democratically, peacefully right now using our laws to protect ourselves before it's too late. The Europeans waited too late. There was no resistance movement. They were taken off guard with this happening. We in America cannot use that as an excuse. We can now organize. We can work within our own members of Congress to make sure laws are on the books to stop any refugees that we cannot vet or know anything about from entering the United States.
Brigitte, just a minute or so left in our conversation, and in addition to what we've been talking about in Europe, there was the very disturbing story on Friday, of course, of the man who shot, I believe, three times a Philadelphia police officer. Thankfully, the officer is expected to live. The man said he did it in the name of Islam, and he also said that he pledged allegiance to ISIS. Yet at the press conference following this horrific event, one of the things the mayor stressed was that this had nothing to do with Islam. It's interesting how over the years people like you have come on shows like this and said the first thing we have to do is define the problem. And it seems like an obvious thing, but what's the impact when leaders do things like this and refuse to make a connection at all?
Well, we cannot have the blind leading the blind. I mean, for elected officials to come in and say, well, this has nothing to do with Islam, how does he know? Has he read the Quran? The Quran is very clear, talking about how to lay and wait and ambush the infidel, kill them whatever ye fight them, lay and wait for them. So if a devout Muslim who is following in the footsteps of the Prophet and following the commandments of the Quran is doing exactly that. In my book titled They Must Be Stopped, I have a chapter titled Purist Drink Their Islam Straight. And I quote the Quran verse and chapter about what they are taught to do and why they feel they are justified. And I encourage people who do not understand this issue, especially the mayor of Philadelphia, can use reading actually of my book to understand why the person who did exactly what he did, waiting for a police officer, laying and waiting for him and then shooting him in the name of Islam, was doing exactly what the Quran commanded him to do. This is exactly why when we see the radicals and the moderates, Muslims, get into a debate about what the Quran says, the radicals always win the debate because the law is on their side.
Brigitte, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Great being with you.
Brigitte Gabrielle is the founder of Act for America. Go to actforamerica.org. She is also the author of They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.